more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
I was starting to pack last night, and I... There's a t-shirt around here in Key Largo that says, I went to Miami once. I was cold. It is consistently warm here all the time. I'm wearing shorts right now. I almost always wear shorts. I can't remember really wearing long pants except maybe one or two days when it got down into the 50s since I moved here. And I'm getting ready to go to San Francisco, and I was looking through my clothes, and I realized I left most of my colder weather clothes in Kansas City. So I texted my daughter yesterday. I said, I need new clothes. And then I started trying on clothes, and I said, I think I need a new body. And she laughed. We all have that feeling sometimes, don't we? And what we say, it so impacts other people. And sometimes we make them laugh, and sometimes we stir things inside of people. Sometimes they're not really good. I want to share with you this idea that everyone is a grape. I've shared this before, but I figured it was not completely, but very, very appropriate with me getting ready to go to Napa Valley for a few days and with what is happening right now, with the United States starting to open up from COVID, the rest of the world still not so much at all. In fact, I was talking to a client who was ready to hire me to come and speak. And she said, we just have to get a better indication that you'll be able to come into our country before we can sign the contract. And I said, I completely understand. In the book, Lonesome Dove, which is my favorite nonfiction book, one of the characters, Gus McRae, you've heard me quote this many times before the book. One of the characters has a Latin motto, and the Latin motto in the book is Uva Uvum Vivendo Varia Fit. Now, it's sort of a semi-joke because the cowboy doesn't know how to spell Latin, not that I do either, but it's actually Uva Uvum Vivendo Varia Fit. And what that means, is that the smell of one grape ripens another. According to the research that I have done on what happens with grapes, and I'm sure I'm going to learn a lot more this week, but the grapes basically are starting to approach a point of ripening on the vines. And there is always one grape that ripens, and they do not know which grape it is, according to what I've read. And that grape produces some sort of enzyme or protein, and it spreads out from them. If you want to think about the TV show Ted Lasso, as I often do at the very beginning, he sits in one stadium seat in an empty stadium, and all the seats around him begin to change color. The same is true with grapes, that one grape ripens another. And it was a wonderful commentary on the book, because the different cowboys all influence each other in various ways. We are all influencing and being influenced by other people. And what often influences us is another person's upsetness. We are, evolutionarily disposed that when someone is upset, angry, upset, that there must be some sort of a threat. And so we begin to not only move in that direction of that person typically, but also we begin to match and mirror their upsetness, their level of whatever strong emotion they're feeling. The same can be said when someone is a calming effect. Think about it. You've been in situations where three or four people are upset about something. You've seen situations. You're not getting a table. People came in after you, et cetera, et cetera. And three people are very upset. And one person is just like really, really calm. Now, the people who are upset feel almost threatened because it's like there's something wrong with their reading of the situation if this other person can be chill and calm. And so they will often try and get that other person upset. Now, if the other person can stay calm, the other person can actually tamp down is the word I'm looking for, the emotion in the situation. Other people impact us in enormous ways. And famous people, and by that I can mean people on the news or people that are famous to us, impact us disproportionately to others. So we've got to choose who we are listening to carefully. Now, on the one hand, this has never been easier. And on the other hand, I've listened to several podcasts that have dived deep and interviewed executives from YouTube, from Facebook, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And what works best is to share things with you that upset you. It's disappointment, anger, upsettedness that tends to get people to focus on those kinds of things for longer periods of time. Put another way, people will probably watch other people yelling and screaming and having meltdowns in stores longer than they will Dalmatian running with a spotted horse, which is something I saw yesterday. Human beings tend to be more attracted to that, and the tech companies know that. So what they do is they sneak a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more, until they do find your hot button issue and upset you. And then that's when they control you, because that's when the algorithm kicks in and starts showing you those kinds of things. Other people ripen us. Other people tell us now's the time. We need to decide when is the time for us to make a change in our lives. A lot of sales is about telling people there's a problem and now's the time to change it. We need to make changes in our lives when we are ready to make those changes, knowing that other people around us are constantly trying to do that. I can't help but think about, I have three tattoos, so I'll just come clean. I have one on my shoulder and one on each foot. And back before, I don't know, the 70s, the only people who I knew that got tattoos were like sailors. My grandfather was a sailor and he had them on his arms, but he was embarrassed by them. And so he wore long sleeve shirts, even in the South Carolina heat, until the day he died. And then, if I'm not mistaken, it was Madonna. Madonna got a tattoo because Madonna's role is to scandalize. It's to dominate the news cycle by scandalizing. And so she did that. And then everybody started doing it. It became socially accepted. One grape started it. Maybe it was Madonna. I don't know. But it seems in my memory it was. And now it is so acceptable. There's a woman at the gym who has an entire sleeve on her arm, and it's just become acceptable. So whether it's fashion, I was looking at my ties last night. It's been a while since I've traveled, and I was looking at my ties going, is that too thin or too thick or too, and I just grabbed the one in the middle. I really don't know. But fashion is determined. Somebody determines it. And what we need to do is to begin to look more and more at our lives and say, I'm going to determine how I am. I'm going to determine the direction that I'm going in. I'm going to ripen at my own pace and in my own direction. That's what it means to live. So many people live a life that other people have either said they want them to live, or a life that they think others want them to live. And they never still get the acceptance that they're trying to get. Ripen yourself. Become the person you want to be. Decide who you want to be. And then let everything be a cue to becoming that person. The last thing I want to toss in before we say goodbye for the morning is that remember, you are the aggregate of the five people you spend the most time with. Sit down and write out the five people you spend the most time with. Write out their good qualities, write out their bad qualities, and figure that that is almost like a DNA of who you are. A DNA of who you are. Your personality. So choose wisely whom you spend time with. Where was I yesterday? Oh, I know where I was. I was at the pool. And there was this couple there. And once they had gotten out of earshot of their grandchildren and their children, they just ragged on their grandchildren and just regaled about how bad they were and went on and on and on and on in their children. And I thought, how do you actually then see that person as a loving person? How do you tap into that? You've got to begin to see that in your own self at first. So choose carefully whom you spend your time with, because you are ultimately who they are. And since I said that, this is your opportunity to click share. I can see some of you already have shared, which is awesome. Like I said, we had hundreds of people view yesterday, which happens pretty much every day. And it's all because those of you click share. I'm going to pick up here. Teddy is an adorable guy. Thank you. Kathy says, Burr in San Francisco. You know what? Yeah, I'm sure I'm going to feel chilly when I get there. And I'm actually kind of looking forward to it. This consistency here is wonderful, and I'm going to appreciate it so much more going away, I'm sure. Good thought for the day. I'm going to work play today to be a good and calm grape. Awesome. Thank you. You tied it really well together, Barb. Linda. Barb says, scandalize and dominate. Great evolution of some human nature. Yeah, well, it's shiny object syndrome. You know, you bang a pot in front of a primate and scream, people are going to look and often follow it. Sharing this is reality, says Barb. Thank you so much. There's my friend Janet Robinson. It's good to see you. Thank you, Will. What a great way to start the day, says Karen. Good to see you. Thank you so much. Love this imagery. As I age, I see I'm becoming a raisin. There we go. Like the California raisins. That's what I put in the description. Remember them? Britt Brady says, love this. Thank you. Remember, we are all ripening people. The question is, are we ripening them in the direction we want them to go or in the direction we don't want them to go? I also overheard this grandparents just demeaning this child instead of making recommendations, just being kind of mean to him. And I thought, you're teaching him to go in the wrong direction. Oh, real quick, Courtney says, unfortunately, I spent all my time with family and coworkers. Hard to change that. When you can't change others, change yourself. That's what Maya Angelou said. Shares, Ashley, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Song of the day. I was going to suggest that we go back and listen to the song, I Hopes, Frank Sinatra. How about that? Song of the day. What is the song of the day? We all listen to the song of the day. And even those of you who are listening later, be sure and listen to the song of the day as soon as you're done with us. I want to see these songs start to spike on YouTube, and we can do that. High Hopes by Frank Sinatra. All right, everybody, I am planning to do a jump start tomorrow morning, although that's going to be 5 a.m. in San Francisco, so I may either shoot it early or I may post saying I might not be there. But my plan is to be there, because if I know my body, I will be awake. So look forward to seeing you tomorrow, and if not, the following day, but probably tomorrow. Thanks for being with me, and more importantly, thanks for helping us create a complaint-free world. If you haven't taken the complaint-free challenge, or if you know somebody who you think should take the complaint-free challenge, go to www.acomplaintfreeworld.org. That's acomplaintfreeworld.org. Take the complaint-free challenge. And just like David Steele, you might be reaching 21 days without a single complaint. Life-changing. See you soon. Enjoy today. Bye-bye.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high. Creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.